Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called Israel peace plan is a non-starter. This plan proposes a two-state solution with a Palestinian state and a capital in part of Jerusalem for the Palestinian state, and also, obviously, for the capital to remain Jerusalem for the state of Israel. But having a two-state solution is a non-starter, and the Palestinian Authority leader says no, no, and no. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, certainly there has been a lot of effort by President Trump to think out of the box to ultimately bring some kind of resolution to the situation in Israel. He has become the most pro-Israel president by far in American history. There's nothing to compare to him in terms of his leadership and what he's done for Israel. He obviously recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv, a metropolitan city, to the historic place in Jerusalem, where it has always been the eternal, undivided capital of Israel from the time of David. He recognized Israel's control over the northern part, butting up against Syria, called the Golan Heights. And even in this plan, Matt, he's recognized that Israel has sovereignty over major settlement blocks in Judea, Samaria, the place that sometimes people refer to as the so-called West Bank. Under this particular proposal, however, it envisions a two-state solution, which actually expands the size of the Palestinian footprint from what they currently have. It also requires demilitarization of the Palestinians, and Gaza is to be demilitarized as well. This is controlled by Hamas, a terrorist organization. So Israel would stay in the driver's seat with regards to security. The Palestinian Authority would not control the airspace, would not have a standing army, would not have any military. But the problem is, I think, as much as this has good benefit in many respects for Israel, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas will never recognize that Israel and the Jews have a right to exist. And that's why it's going to be a non-starter in that respect.
Yeah, the terrorist nations, if you will, or organizations like Hamas, like Iran, are vehemently opposed to this. And keep in mind, they're going to oppose anything that does not result in the total destruction of Israel. So it's a non-starter because this battle has been going on since, you know, the youngest world religion, really, Islam, founded sometime in the 7th century, 600-700 years after Jesus. They will not settle for anything less than the total destruction of Israel, but this has more support from other Islamic Arab nations, you know, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, nations you would not
Yeah, it's interesting. It looked like Egypt was supporting it, but then
at first they
after,
were, right?
Yeah, after this plan was announced, there was an emergency meeting of the Arab League, which includes Egypt. Also, it includes Jordan and some of the other Middle Eastern countries. And according to the reports that came out of Cairo, Mahmoud Abbas, the person who is, quote, the leader of the Palestinian Authority, and I say that in quotes because I think he's in his 14th year or so of a four-year elected term.
Whoa, do the math on that.
Yeah, put your head around that thing for a while.
That was like me in college. I always say,
yeah.
I always say when I was in my fourth year of my last year of college.
Yeah. But he went down there and said no, he would not accept it. This would go into the dustbin of history, and it looked like he got support from the Arab League that said, no, this doesn't satisfy what the Palestinian people need, which they want a complete sovereign two-state solution to begin with. Of course, they want a one-state solution. That's all they teach their kids is a one-state solution. Mm-hmm. They teach Israel under one Palestinian flag. They teach that it's not Israel, but it's Palestine. They teach their kids that Jews are the devil, that they are pigs, that they ought to be killed. They teach them terroristic activities. They indoctrinate them from little kids in the schools, on the radio, on the TV. They indoctrinate them with plays and songs. So this is an indoctrination process that's just simply hard to undo, and then ultimately come to a table and say, well, we didn't get 110% of what we wanted, but we got 75% of what we wanted, 80% of what we wanted, 90%, 95%. They're not going to get, one, the people to accept it. Two, there's no leader capable of accepting it because the Palestinian Authority doesn't speak for Hamas, and Hamas doesn't speak for the Palestinian Authority. And then three, they're just not going to recognize that the Jews and Israel have a right to exist, to even breathe the same air.
Right. I mean, it'd be easy to say, well, let's just compromise and give them this or whatever that. But as you said, they're never going to be satisfied. And the Jews, you look throughout history, they are the most abused people throughout history. But you go back to Genesis, and God, referring to Israel, says, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. That's why we have to protect his precious treasure, which is Israel.
Yeah, and then in addition to the fact that the Palestinian Authority and Hamas have radicalized the population and have indoctrinated them to eliminate the Jews and Israel, and therefore would never accept anything less than 110%, which means the entire single state being Palestine, and no Jews. And all the different people come there from the different Arab states to populate the region. In addition to that, there's a biblical side of this. And, you know, I understand the desire to ultimately bring peace. You can't imagine having the different conflict in the neighbors around you that want to ultimately eliminate you, particularly these people that even are inside of Israel, in Hamas, with the section of the Gaza Strip.
But terrorists aren't into peace.
They're not into that. And then plus, you know, I understand trying to say from a Western mind, let's give some compromise. I'll give you some land. Mm-hmm. You play nice. We'll all live happily ever
after. Have a little monopoly
after.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, we'll all be fine. We won't get 100% of everything, but we all will go on and we'll live our lives and we'll prosper and so forth.
Nope.
We won't try to kill each other. That's kind of the Western mindset,
right?
Pretty common
Hopefully,
sense.
Positive.
But it doesn't work over there with the people who want to eliminate the Jews and destroy Israel.
But also, what you have is
God gave land to the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And he also prophesied through the various prophets that they would return to the land. And when you go look at the map, that is proposed for this two-state solution, at one place, Israel on the west side, the side that butts up against the Mediterranean Sea, from the shore of the Mediterranean Sea, you come inward. Israel is only 9 miles from the shore of the Mediterranean Sea inward. They only have 9 miles of land. And then that goes for about 21 miles or so, north and south, and that's all Palestinian Authority. So you have this narrow corridor that connects the northern part of Israel to the central and southern part of Israel, a 9-mile-wide corridor that's about 20 miles or so long. That is a huge security risk. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that from a security standpoint you can do that, number one. I don't think the Palestinians and Hamas will accept that even. But I don't think that it's consistent with the Bible in terms of giving up land. That's what Bill Clinton and Yasser Arafat did in the 1993-94 Oslo Accords. They said to the PLO back then, we'll give you some land, we'll rename you the PA, the Palestinian Authority. And they were the Palestinian Liberation Organization. We'll just rename you Palestinian Authority, and we'll give you some sovereignty over certain parts. Well, guess what? Look what they've done to Gaza. A terrorist organization took control. Look what has happened in Ramallah. It's not safe to travel there. We don't take groups there. Go into Bethlehem. There's a sign there that warns Jews not to come in. If you go to Jericho, there's a sign, big red sign, that warns Jews not to come in. So this is what happened. And history is a good lesson teacher. So I don't think it is going to fly. I think the only possibility is that the Palestinians are not going to accept anything, and Israel can just continue to move forward with their side of the deal, and that is take sovereignty over the Judea, Samaria, and increase the settlements there, the so-called West Bank. Pray for Israel. You can learn more by going to Christians in Defense of Israel website, cidisrael.org or lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.